Rogan Buck, and I'm one of the providers here at Kaczmarski Hearing Services. I'm so excited. This is our first podcast. So across from me is the owner of Kaczmarski Hearing Services, Dr. Becky Kaczmarski.
Hello. It's so nice to do this. This is our first podcast. I'm very excited about this.
This is very exciting. So stay tuned. There's going to be a series to come. Mm-hmm. And so let's start at the very beginning, Becky. So what made you go into the field of audiology, and where did you get your degree?
I was a student at Central Michigan University in 1982, and I did not know what I wanted to do at the time. I was kind of lost, one of those freshman students, and one day I took an introduction class to speech pathology. And I thought, that sounds interesting, but with speech pathology is audiology, and coupled together they are called communication disorders, speech and hearing. And the speech portion was interesting, but it wasn't really clicking with me until I took my first introduction to audiology class. And I said, oh, that's what I like. It's high tech, high touch, meaning it's dealing with lots of people and helping them get along in life, and also a lot of technology. And I thought that was very interesting to have the technology portion in a medical field. So I went for it. I went and got my master's degree at Central Michigan University in 1988. And I got my first job in Grand Rapids here. I worked for a private practice for 7 years. Worked a lot with children and infants and learned a lot about the technology, a lot about how to deal with patients. And I said, one day, I need to do this for myself. And I did.
That's great. So Kaczmarski Hearing Services, that's something that you started. How long ago?
1994, we opened our doors and we said, what are we going to name this place? We said, we're going to name it Kaczmarski Hearing Services. And we thought, wow, that's a lot of a mouthful to say, but it's very recognizable. And even if they can't spell it, they'll understand that it's a unique name and it's easier to easier to remember than a generic name sometimes, the ear place or the audiology place. So we went with Kaczmarski Hearing Services, and we find that people are learning how to say our name in the city.
Sometimes it doesn't always come out that way, but
right. We know what
nonetheless,
they're talking
they
about.
Find us, right? So back to your degree a little bit. So there's recently been a shift in the industry in terms of our degree and education. So tell me a little bit about what it was like when you got your degree and where our industry has gone.
I believe I started my doctoral degree in 2006 at the A.T. Still University in Mesa, Arizona. It's a transitional degree, taking us from our master's level of education to AUD, a doctorate in audiology. And it was very challenging. At the time, I had a little baby at home, and we said, this is the right thing to do, so we did it. And my entire office went through it with me at the same time, so we had a lot of support with each other. It was more difficult than we thought it would be, and we're very, very proud that we did it. So my staff is full of doctors of audiology, and it is something that we have under our belts because we are not salesmen. We are doctors of audiology. We are more patient-centered, and it's not about selling a product. It's about treating a patient.
And I would say that's probably sets you apart in our industry and the business. So tell me about, in terms of your business, I know doctors of audiology, what else do you do at your practice? You know, what is your goal with your practice?
I try so hard to differentiate myself amongst all the mud and all the people in this area that provide hearing aids. The hearing aid is just a device. And if you fit it right off the computer with the software that comes with a hearing aid device from the manufacturer, there are millions of combinations of changes that can happen after that. So you need a person who is going to understand where your lifestyle is. If you like soft sounds, if you dislike loud sounds, if you're a musician, if you like to sing, if you are an outdoorsman, or if you're around a lot of noise, we know how to control those hearing aids and make them specific for your individual needs. We can see so many people with the same hearing test, and they all perform differently. So it's very important to have a professional that understands how to adjust the hearing aids to your individual needs.
And I think, and I could speak on this too, is that that's a misunderstanding with hearing aids. I think we can pick them up anywhere. Anybody can adjust them.
It's not a question of volume. It's a question of clarity. I sometimes make the similar example to macular degeneration, where you're working with a damaged system. If you have just a need for eye correction, you throw your glasses on and you're hearing clear, seeing clearly. But hearing aids are much more like dealing with a damaged system like macular degeneration, where your nerve is damaged and we have to push a signal through a damaged pathway, which is different for everybody. Until we get to that full diagnostic hearing test and get to know your lifestyle needs, we won't know where those adjustments are going to be or what level of technology is necessary.
You know, that's important because I think a lot of times there's talk about getting them at a big box store or picking them up over the counter, which is something that the industry is facing at this point. So tell me about that a little bit.
Well, I like to use the example. In 1996, I had LASIK surgery, and I said to myself, that's probably a pretty simple surgery. It's probably more simple than cataract surgery, but I'm going to go to the person who did the most and has the experience and has seen it all and knows the little ins and outs of all the little things that people say that might adjust how things are done in the operating room. So I had LASIK surgery done in 1996 by the person who did the most at the time. And I feel like that's important for hearing as well. So experience matters, in other words, where you are dealing with a professional that listens and will take the time to understand your lifestyle and be able to interpret the funny things that you say, like, this sounds squeaky, well, we know what that means, or this sounds muddy, well, we know what that means. So anything that the patient says, that we'll be able to interpret it and change things.
That's definitely important. I always tell patients, you know, it might sound silly to you, but it makes sense to us.
Yes, exactly.
And so I definitely agree with that. Mm-hmm. You know, what I think to speak on too, you know, hearing aids, they're not a number game. It's about making sure that they're custom fit for lifestyle and, you know, that they can fit into that environment of where it's important. So.
I think another important point is the plumbing. The way the hearing aid sits in and on the ear is very, very essential to how well the patient will do. Of course, it has to stay in the ear, but it's also important to for the acoustics. So the mm-hmm. receiver has to be in the right place, the ear mold technology. We don't want to have feedback, which would point to having a leak. So we have to have a good, proper fitting ear piece for the hearing aid to work properly. So there's many, many different ways that a hearing aid can change.
And I think it's nice how here we have the option of multiple manufacturers that we can work with. So we have the ability, if one doesn't work, we have at our hand different options.
I agree, and that's always been one of my philosophies. There are six big manufacturers out there, and they all specialize in a little thing here or there. Some hearing aids are a crossover hearing aid. We use one manufacturer. If we need a lot of power, I'll choose a different manufacturer. Or some manufacturers specialize in the tiny hearing aids. So we know those things, and we are not glued to just one manufacturer. I think that's really important for patient satisfaction.
So tell me about hearing aids today. What are some things that hearing aids are doing today that we're able to accomplish? Because I'm sure it's a lot different from when you started.
When I started, it was analog hearing aids. It sounded like an AM radio and listening to the baseball game on an AM transistor radio, and that's all we could do. But now there are millions of adjustments that can be made in the hearing aid because the chip in the hearing aid is so smart. It's like hearing around a laptop computer right in your hearing aids. The wafer-thin chip technology is incredible. And we have new technologies like directional microphones that can focus forward when you're in a busy, noisy situation. We have feedback reduction technology so we can get rid of that annoying whistle that we used to always have a battle with in the 80s and 90s. Now we don't have feedback problems at all. Mm-hmm. And that's a very, very big accomplishment for hearing aids. The other big accomplishment is wax and skin oils and moisture. There are new nano coatings that we put in the technology that keep it clear of debris and moisture. And that was a big problem back in the day. And now we're having less repairs from hearing aids now.
Definitely. I heard this story of someone that lost one on the beach, actually, and before you could even walk out in a rainstorm, whereas this individual lost it on the beach, and I don't remember the length of time it was, but they were able to put a new battery in, and it took right off.
It's crazy.
So it's amazing to think.
It would have never been back in the day.
I know. You'd hope you didn't get caught by that drop of rain, even when I started. Mm-hmm, so mm-hmm. We've come a long way in that regard.
We have.
So now, in terms of the ringing in the ears, the tinnitus, the tinnitus, there's, of course,
Both ways are correct. Tinnitus and tinnitus are both the correct way of saying it. Right. I tend to say tinnitus. I don't know why.
Mm-hmm. I do too.
But it is a very, very common symptom. Most people have tinnitus to some degree, but to what degree is the question. And that is something where it's very frightening for some people because it's distracting and it's very, very debilitating. And some people just have it all day long and they don't even think about it. When you talk to your doctor about tinnitus, many times they say, oh, it's just a side effect of your medication, you just learn to live with it. Well, at Kaczmarski Hearing Services, we have specialty training that we know how to deal with tinnitus, that we can manage it. We can't cure it, but we can manage it and have treatments that will teach your brain how to not focus on the tinnitus so much. And that is something that we put in our newsletters, and we talk often about with our patients. We also have ultra-high frequency testing available. So we normally test up to 8,000 hertz on an audiogram, but when we do full or more diagnostic testing, we can test up to 16,000 hertz, and that's where a lot of the tinnitus lies, in the very, very high frequencies. And we communicate with your physician about changes in your hearing and the tinnitus, and it's something that we are not afraid to deal with, and many professionals don't know what to do with it, but we do.
I think it's great, too. The software and the hearing aids today also have options built into the instruments. So we also can use that specialty training to make sure we can integrate that into the technology.
It is, and that was never possible before these computer chips. So most people with tinnitus have some degree of hearing loss. So it's a double win when we can amplify somebody correctly and help their tinnitus.
So I like to circle back and talk a little bit more about Kaczmarski Hearing. What would you say is the most rewarding part of your career, Becky?
Most rewarding part of my career is creating an environment where people are comfortable walking in. When you walk in the door, you get a smile. You never get an answering machine when you call. We are very patient-centered. And that's a buzzword that people are using now, is patient-centered practice. And we are a full-service audiology patient-centered practice where people are number one. And our reputation is based on that. This is our 24th or 25th year in practice. And I think our reputation is really pretty golden in the area. People have heard of us. And all the stories out there are good because people brag about their hearing aids. Instead of trying to hide them, they'll brag about their hearing aids to their friends. A number one source of referrals is our own patients, sending their friends and relatives to us. And that's what matters to me. I also have the best staff on the planet. I don't hire anybody unless they have a certain charisma or a certain place within them that they really care about people. And if you really care about people, then you're really going to have a successful partnership with your patients. And we enjoy our patients. We like getting to know them. We don't schedule 10-minute appointments. We have extra time to get to know people because that's part of their life. Their lifestyle points to us to know what we need to do with the hearing aids. So it's very important for us to get to know the patients individually. And people enjoy coming in to see us. Some people just come for coffee once in a while. We have a barbecue every year, and we get to know our patients that way, socially. So it's a really nice environment for patients. And that was my goal.
And you've done a great job with that.
<Thank you. laughs> Did something right.
Definitely. So I feel, as a provider, we all have that experience that kind of validates why we do what we do. So do you have one of those moments you could share with us in terms of maybe as a business owner or maybe back when you were in the clinic fitting patients? Do you have a moment that you could share?
I think when I was working for a different practice in town here, when I was very young, we would fit the infants in town, and we'd get a 7 or 8 month old baby, and we put hearing aids on them, just like you see on Facebook, and everybody's crying because it's a great moment. I actually had those moments with the infants and toddlers where we're changing lives, and that is so rewarding. It's almost addicting because you get these emotions that come through here. When people walk in the door, it is they may be really reserved and shoulders are tight and they're just not relaxed. They don't want to be here. And then they leave laughing and joking and very comfortable with us. So it's a different experience for them. They are getting more than what they expected when they walked in the door.
It is addicting. I think that feeling of seeing lives changed and
the emotions.
Their whole demeanor changed. And
it's very emotional.
Definitely. And I think that people often perceive that it's just the individual that has the hearing loss that is experiencing those things. But I think we see time and time again, it's the whole family. So when we can have sons and daughters and family members come in and see how their lives have changed with their loved one hearing better too.
It's a team effort for the family, especially the significant other, because communication in the house is a two-way street, and it's very frustrating, and it's not a matter of volume. Sometimes it's a matter of hearing the right pieces and parts of the puzzle pieces of speech, and it's very frustrating when a husband or wife is saying something and they're not getting through to their husband or spouse or wife, and it can create a lot of stress and tension in the family. And when we do change things here in our office, it is important for a family member to be with the person who is getting help so they understand what's happening and that it's not just a plug and play. It's not just something that's turn it up louder. It's a lot more to it, and there's important for people to see what we do here. It's more than just plugging somebody into a hearing aid.
So if someone's wondering if they have hearing loss or maybe if they would be a candidate or, you know, because it's long, it's a process. It's not you wake up one day and say, I should go see the team at Kaczmarski Hearing. It's a process.
It really is.
So what are things that people may notice when they're saying
Well, I always say that it doesn't happen overnight. If hearing loss happened overnight, we'd be very, very busy because it is very alarming. And sometimes it does happen quickly like that, but not typically. If you're starting to notice that you're not hearing the birds or you're turning the TV up louder or people are telling you you need to have an appointment, it's time to come in. And I say it's never a problem just to get it on paper, just to come in for education, just to come in to put it on paper and see where things are landing, see if there's anything that needs to be looked at medically versus if it's just a typical slow progressing hearing loss that we need to deal with, or you can think about it. So we are not salesmen. We are a place that you can feel comfortable with, that you will learn about your ears and your hearing. And then there are other treatment options available as well. Hearing aids aren't the only thing we do. It's something that we just need to get it on paper. So we offer a free screening for your first appointment with a consultation, and that is a pass-fail test where we present some tones and you either pass, which we know you have normal hearing, and if you don't pass those tone tests, as a test, we need to do a full diagnostic hearing test. We always check insurance policies too to see if that would be covered for your health insurance policies.
I think it's important, the medical aspect, because as trained professionals, we are seeking out to make sure there aren't any medical reasons why this hearing loss may be occurring.
We always filter those out first. We have a long list of medications that we go through and health history that we go through and family history and noise exposure, and we put all those puzzle pieces together to fit each person individually.
Definitely. So if somebody wanted to schedule a hearing test and come in and talk to us, how would they go about doing that?
You would call our phone number, 616-538-8220. Our support staff is exactly that. They're very supportive, and they are very good. You won't get an answering machine when you call Kaczmarski Hearing Services during business hours. And they will ask you the correct questions and give you some paperwork to fill out. We will call your insurance company to see if there is a benefit, and we'll set an appointment to come in to see one of our audiologists at Kaczmarski Hearing Services. It's painless. It's easy. You'll learn a lot, and then you can have a lot of ammunition to think about it, just to get the ball rolling to think.
Well, I think that's a lot of great information today, and I'm looking forward to having a series now where we'll get a little more in-depth with technology and tinnitus and fun things like that. But this is wrapping up our first podcast here, and I thank you for taking the time, and I look forward to our next podcast.
Thank you, Sarah. So stay tuned
for our next one.
Thank you, Sarah. I had a lot of fun doing this, and we'll have to stay tuned for the next one. Thank you.
Thank you.